This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
From Guatemala, they're coming from Mexico. There's a liberal mob that's coming.
You're the president. You ain't support
Muslims. Everybody in the country is just like, to the bunker.
Mega massive earthquakes are a real possibility in the near future. A certainty. World government is in crisis. Nation states are under assault from within and without. Giant pedophile rings controlling the deep state are now being exposed. This is one incredible time to be alive, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm very honored to be here on this live Monday, July 8th, 2019 transmission. Whew. Where to start? I was out in the heat this morning, hiking around, and I wasn't sweating. But as soon as I got in here and looked at all these stories, and I've been getting ready for the broadcast since 6 a.m. off and on, I started sweating, even though it's probably 69 degrees in here. With all this equipment, it's a little bit hotter under the lights. And that's because when you read about them keeping babies alive and selling their organs, that's back in the news, and it's being normalized, you're supposed to start sweating. That's your body, metabolic system, saying we're all under threat. You ever been in a slaughterhouse? Ever seen footage of one? The cows start freaking out, yelling, mooing as the other ones get sent down the chute. They get hit in the head by a big air pump jack hammer in the head. And then big chains haul them up by their hind legs and they get their throat slit by a big machine. The other cows start freaking out trying to get out of there. Well, I'm sitting here watching a giant world government kill grid being built. And the globalists using weaponized scientific mind control to turn a large part of the population into basically undead, foaming at the mouth, anti-human zombies who walk around talking about killing children all day. We're in a science fiction movie. And I'm sweating. I guess it's like a mini anxiety attack I have now every time I get in here and get ready to go on air, because my brain, my metabolic system, my central nervous system is like, you better get this right, buddy. Because I'm facing reality. I'm living in the real world. I was sitting out with Robert Barnes when he was here in town in 98 degree heat. One afternoon at the shooting range, they have an outdoor smoking for cigar lounge. And they're like, look, you're not sweating, Alex. It's 98 degree heat, but I'm sweating in here. Do you know why? We're in the cockpit. And the energy from all of the planets flowing through and out. And we are at the center of the resistance for humanity to survive a pro-human future. Strap yourselves in. I'm back in 60 seconds. This is going to be one for the record books. Wait till you hear what's coming up. Stay with us.
It's not only that you have a unique voice in the public arena and the public square. The other thing that's unique about InfoWars is it is the only network of this reach that is not backed by a corporate donor or corporate sugar daddy, that's not backed by some billionaire, that's not being funded by a secret foreign government. It is completely independent of all that. It is an old school American 1776 style experiment in the expression of the freedom of press and freedom of speech that, in fact, the founders were so concerned with at the beginning of the country, they actually tried to support and subsidize organizations just like this, because this was the kind of press they wanted. And then ultimately, we now live in an era where they've mostly been co-opted by big corporations or billionaire sugar daddies who've been able to control and manipulate what news and views the person's allowed to have or express or hear. And the InfoWars audience has broken through that. They are the bridge from the founding to the modern age, ultimate American democracy and freedom. And that's why there's been an unprecedented onslaught of deplatforming, defamation, lawfare, and libel targeting youth.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Tommy Robinson me last week, and we had a private discussion. Came on the air Friday. I hosted the War Room with Owen Schroyer, and we had Tommy on for an hour. And he's going to be making a major announcement. The freedom fighter over in the UK has been imprisoned three times, put in solitary confinement, lost 40 pounds, been tortured. The Islamists have thrown bleach on his face in the prison, and he's marked for death. They've told him next time they're going to kill him. He's been ordered to show up in court next Thursday, and they're told he's going to be put in solitary confinement for up to a year. The crime, he exposed giant child kidnapping, sex rings with children being killed and then chopped up into kebab meat and fed to people on the streets of London and other cities. It's now mainstream news. And the British government is so evil and so pedophile-filled, it was the Muslims were supplying them children. And now thousands of these Muslims have been convicted and imprisoned. They're usually only given a few months. And the government covers up the big Islamic joke is to sell you human meat. That's an Al-Qaeda ISIS thing. You've famously seen the footage in Libya where they would make people eat human meat from prisoners they killed before they killed them, because they believe it sends them to hell. And so he caught them selling the kebab meat of the dead girls. Oh, yeah, they hang them up in the back after they've, you know, raped them or whatever, and let hundreds of men have sex with them. And the police, it turned out, in these cities will do nothing to help them because it's politically incorrect to do that. So, yeah, this sounds completely horrible. It sounds completely evil. It sounds like it's not real. But it is real. Hundreds of knife attacks a day, dozens of deaths a week, mass raping, mass killing, because of the wonders of multiculturalism, bringing in barbarous, primitive folks from vicious countries that are ruled by kingpins and by warlords, and then bringing them into a docile, conditioned, imperially trained group of people who were once wild themselves, but now been conditioned to submit, and it creates a nightmare situation. And so that's where all of this is going. Top liberals all over Europe are now coming out and saying, we were wrong, the multiculturalism didn't work, we're reversing it right now. But they're doing that, they admit, to stop a rebellion by the nation states and to stop themselves being thrown out of power. They're still going to keep the borders open. This is part of a larger plan that's all delineated. Now, Tommy Robinson is going to be making a major announcement, an appeal to the President of the United States This is going to be big news. It's very important, and it's also very illustrative of things. Just wait till we get there. Second hour today. But he's only 3 days away, 3.5 days away from being taken and being put back into an Islamic torture pit where the jail guards allow them to come to his solitary confinement cell, hang their butts into the opening, and defecate into his cell. And then up to a dozen, they come by, they lift their dresses up, Islamic dresses they wear, they put their butt up to the thing, and then they defecate into his cell. Jail guards love it. British government loves it because he dared expose the pedophile meat wagon going right into their mouths of our children. Again, the Muslims are the Renfields in the UK. Any pedophilia going on in Islam, which is rampant, you know, Muhammad marries 9-year-old niece or whatever, is nothing compared to the people running the UK. That is pedophile central, ladies and gentlemen. Speaking of pedophile central, here's the indictment of Mr. Epstein, who was a procurer for Robert Mueller and others, blackmail. He ran up to 200 girls at a time, ages ranging from 17 down to 10 that we know of. And it was up to these girls to go out and find disadvantaged girls, poor families. And then Epstein would give them sometimes up to $10,000 a week back to the families to rent their daughters. And then he would have rich men onboard aircraft, having sex with the children, and then also flying to other facilities. Some of the children never showed back up, of course, because there's always a little something extra at the bottom of the rat hole, isn't there? And so now the media, the evil globalist disinformation factory, has come out and said Donald Trump is in trouble. This will hurt Donald Trump. And then they have no evidence, no statements, no nothing. And Donald Trump's not in the indictment. There's no mention of Donald Trump. Donald Trump is now being reported in major newspapers is the only person when Epstein originally got busted in 2009 to work with the lawyers for the victims. And the lawyer said he was wonderful and gave them all this info and said, as much time as you need, and spent hours and hours over multiple days helping try to put Epstein under the jail. Because he knew him from business. They didn't fly on planes together, none of that. Trump's been to one party Epstein was at. And he told Roger Stone, he said, I pull up, and you're like, isn't it nice you let all the neighborhood kids swim here? And they looked around, and he ran out of the house. Trump's the guy on his Twitter saying, execute pedophiles. I agree with him. So what happens when you're in the billionaires club and you don't play along? Well, why did all this happen? The media thinks you're stupid. We're into this next segment. Because the media 2 years ago tried to blame Trump and time to this. And then they tried to blame Alan Dershowitz, who had no connection to this. And Alan Dershowitz got pissed and sued and got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pages that the FBI didn't want released back from the Obama days and from the court case. And it's the flight manifestos and it's the background and it's all of it. Now, the indictment is designed at a limited level to contain this information. And you've got one of the prosecutors involved is Comey's daughter. So they've got their deep state people in there trying to contain this. But the judge did the right thing, ordered it released. And it's incredible information because you're not supposed to, in a flight manifest, only put the initials of people on board the plane. You're supposed to put their full names and their driver's license number or social security number. And you have to call ahead on each one. And it's cleared for takeoff by Homeland Security since 9/11. That was in place a week after 9/11, 18 years ago. This is Clinton 20-plus times on the manifest, reportedly hundreds of times he wasn't, flying to Europe, to the Middle East, to known pedophiles' facilities where these Islamicists have whole harems of little kids. So these people are the worst demons that anyone could imagine. And yes, they even had a temple for having sex with the children on this Lolita Express island. So you need to understand, these are psychic vampires who are draining the energy off people. And that's what they do on board these passenger-sized jets, large jets. And then the media always whitewashes it and shows you, oh, a girl started when she was 15, but now she's 18. It's far worse than all of that, okay? And this means Trump's taking the gloves off, and they are really, really scared. This is a big deal. Also, Carpe Diem, who made a little surprise visit to the White House, had a 20-minute conversation with the president. He's going to be joining us in the third hour with a lot of interesting information and a first look at this big summit coming up in D.C. on Thursday. Stay with us.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bill Clinton. Nice guy. Got a lot of problems coming up, in my opinion, with the famous island with Jeffrey Epstein. A lot of problems.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have evidence of massive crimes. The entire deep state system operates on secret forms of currency. Arms, drugs, stolen art. Rare coins, jewels, are the underground economy currency. But now, even Senate reports confirm, in many areas of the world, human trafficking, including sex trafficking of small children who are killed in snuff films, their organs harvested after their heads are blown off with 357 magnums. This is in the law enforcement reports. This is the stuff the FBI has to look at, the real stuff on the dark web. Toddlers being gang raped by men and having their heads blown off. Remember, that's who wants to run your life. Sorry to have to talk like that, but this isn't just a bunch of old rich men having sex with 15-year-old girls. That's bad enough. This is blowing children's brains out. You understand? You're like, really? Yeah, notice they have playing with dead babies, throwing dead babies around like footballs. Talking about how they love Satanism, eating the babies. These are things that abortionists have been convicted of doing because their own employees go public. Having sex with the dead bodies, sometimes for weeks. Killing children, putting them in refrigerator trucks, and delivering them to people to have sex with the dead bodies. I'm telling you some of the stuff that was confirmed with Jimmy Savile. I'm sorry this is so horrible. It's real. And this is what Hollywood is, purely demonic, purely evil, a black hole to another dimension, to hell, is open on our West Coast. Is open in London, England. Is open in Paris, France. Gates to hell. And I have stacks of news confirming Fusion GPS, the fake Russiagate dossier, tried to link Trump to Jeffrey Epstein, but he had no connections like the Clintons and everybody else. And so now the corporate media adds to all this evil by lying and saying, ooh, Trump's in trouble. Trump's going to be connected to it. Think about that. Think about that. They're now openly defending the pedophile rings. But they've always been doing it. Remember I said Trump was going to bust the pedophile rings wide open? And notice you've seen a multi-1,000% increase, a tenfold increase in arrest, prosecution, and conviction of pedophiles. And because he was at parties with Epstein and some business deals with him, Trump does thousands of those a year. Oh, he's with Epstein. Meanwhile, we have the aircraft manifest of Bill Clinton flying with little children, little girls, and the initials. When the Secret Service made an issue about it, what did Bill Clinton do? He stopped carrying the Secret Service with him when he went on those aircraft with those children. That's what Don Bongino talked about a few years ago. He said, watch out, Hillary. Don't run your mouth. We all know who's really with Epstein and the little kids. Don't poke the bear.
Well, the bear got poked. And here's a OAN Jack Posobiec report on the latest information. Here it is.
Former President Bill Clinton is keeping silent on his close relationship to a convicted sex offender as renewed attention is pinned on his long history of sexual misconduct allegations. The Clinton Presidential Library refused to respond to a request submitted last week seeking information on Clinton's close ties with billionaire Jeffrey Epstein.
Do you solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help you guys?
Yes, I do.
Epstein was convicted for soliciting sex from underage girls as young as 14 back in 2008, to which he served a short 13-month prison sentence. According to reports, Epstein used his private jet, dubbed as the Lolita Express, to fly his friends around where they were offered sex with underage girls. The Boeing 727 jet was reportedly outfitted with a bed where passengers had group sex on during the flights, which was verified by an air hostess back in 2015.
Did you ever think that maybe more was going on than simple massages?
Looking back, of course.
Was there a bed on the airplane?
Actually, yes, there was.
According to flight records, Bill Clinton traveled with Epstein on board the Lolita Express a total of 26 times from 2001 to 2003. Flight logs indicate only the first names of the female passengers were listed on the flights Clinton took and show he ditched his Secret Service detail on five of the trips. On one of the flights, Clinton was joined by actor Kevin Spacey, who is now accused of sexual misconduct with an underage boy. Epstein's assistant, Sarah Kellen, was accused in court filings of recruiting and grooming underage girls to perform sex acts with the billionaire and his friends, and sometimes participated in the alleged acts. She traveled with Clinton on as many as 11 of the flights that he took. According to reports, Epstein would also fly his friends to his private 72-acre island in the Virgin Islands, where a team of human traffickers allegedly rounded up girls as young as 12 to service Epstein and his friends during their visit. It is unclear if Clinton ever visited the island. In 2015, Judicial Watch submitted a request to the Department of Homeland Security to obtain records of Secret Service expenses used by Clinton during his trips with Epstein. According to the watchdog group, the department never handed over the record.
So there you go. Jack Posobiec tweeted that out. That's from the One America News Network, doing a great job. Well, I think you're going to be seeing the president promote more and more now that Fox is sliding, like they did last election, towards the left. Wow, what a time to be alive. We're going to get more into this when we come back. I'm going to go through the documents, through the history, and the fact that you can't take a step if you're around the Clintons and not run into a convicted child trafficker or child rapist. Again, one of the deputy heads of her foundation got caught smuggling kids in, and a bunch of them disappeared and were found dead. She changed her name and works for the group that gives the data to Amber Alert. Now, they want to keep tabs on the children, don't they? So you have to understand, this is their currency. There's over $4 billion a year, the Senate reports, as of 2018. The numbers are always a year old. $4 billion a year paid to the drug cartels just to smuggle people across the border. Many of them children, one-third of those not with a genetic relative. They're kidnapped. But the left says, we're putting them in cages. We're torturing them. We're the Nazis. And the truth is, they want that fresh meat. They want that fresh blood. They want unidentified children so they can snuff film them, torture them, and drink their blood. Now watch. It's all coming out. You're going to see it. They drain children's blood. They drink children's blood. They kill babies after they're born. They keep them alive. I was talking to an RN nurse just a month ago in my kitchen, and she goes, yeah, how do you know about that? She goes, I don't work in that area, but there's a special wing where they keep the babies alive and organ donors so they can get the organs. I go, yeah, keep them alive, right? Why? Well, because we get more money that way, being able to, you know, have it on the market. I'm like, yeah, she started shaking. I never even thought. Murdering babies, murder, Satanism, breaking blood, blowing their heads off. Got it?
want listeners to understand, money is what allows us to beat this and stand against this. And we're seeing a lot of orders right now with the Save InfoWars 50% off, but we make only like $5, $10 on higher marked up stuff. We're making like $2 on the toothpaste at that price, and we're moving a ton of it, okay? But you move a couple $100,000 or something, and you get $20,000. That doesn't pay for all the infrastructure, the bandwidth, the lawyers, the crew. So we need to sell millions and millions and millions of dollars of product. I want to expand, not contract. And for 6 months, we've not just been at a standstill. The enemy's been winning. And I have labored on this. I like to be expanding. I like to be winning. I like to be fighting. And we are winning the info war. That's why we're so hated. But we need to be retreaded. We need to be tuned up. We need to be fixed up. We never have time to get into dry dock. We got a lot of holes shot at us. And the enemy wants to silence us. Then they're really going to plant child porn on us. Then they're going to kill me or you or anybody else. I mean, the Democrats now are going into a full revolutionary fervor funded by foreign banks and the Chi-Com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Something, if you just tuned in earlier,
You heard me talking about what they do to children. I've been on air 25 years, and I've read hundreds of thousands of articles, and I have read news out of Europe, out of Russia, and out of the U.S. And it's normally in law enforcement publications, and it deals with evidence that comes out of trials. And most of this never gets put on the news because the left wants to cover up. Their religion is aborting babies, killing babies, damaging children, having sex with children, brainwashing children, poisoning children. And when I was telling you about some of the stuff I said, that's in FBI reports. That's in convicted criminals and killers cases. I mean, I could go on for hours describing the stuff they do to children. And it's gotten to the point where when I see the articles most of the time, I can't even make myself read it. So it's not like I'm up here exaggerating this. The truth is, I know why people can't deal with this. It's because it's frightening that there are the equivalent of real vampires. This isn't Salem's Lot. This isn't Count Dracula. This is psychotic, demon-possessed people roaming the earth, supplying children to people even more evil. And they harvest their organs. They just, the more they can defile a child, the better. The more satanic energy they get. So it's not enough that they just torture them and make them beg for mommy. Then they bleed them out. Then they drink their blood. In other cases, 20 men rape 2-year-old boys and girls while they scream for mommy. Then they take a 357 and blow their heads off. That's what goes on in Italy. And snuff made in Russia. And do you know who the number one connoisseurs and people that are consuming this? You know what that is? It's Los Angeles and San Francisco and Seattle. In the cases where they only make, say, 100 VHS videotapes, or they put it on 8mm. And these people have snuff viewing parties where they then recruit people in that actually want to be part of it. That's how all this stuff is like gateway drugs. Now we need to play that Tom DeLay 12 perversions piece that got him thrown in prison. They tried to throw him in prison, took all the money he had, did get put in jail for a while. Remember that? Republican leader that was exposing the pedophile rings, threw his ass in jail. But see, they're not on top anymore. They're this close to going down. And we have to be ready to admit what they've done. Oh, yeah, the NXIVM trial. We can put that back on screen. What came out in the trial? That they watched snuff films. And what were the snuff films of? What were the snuff films of? You guessed it. You guessed it. You see, liberal satanic women, they like to see pretty women killed, and they like to see little boys killed. That's why the average leftist mother puts their child on Prozac, Ritalin, and they end up trying to institutionalize their boys. It's a satanic demon that Munchausen by proxy, a lot of them wants to hurt that little boy. And the woman may not even know that, you know, she's demon-possessed, but these women, you see their sons, they look like their souls have been sucked. It's like all the, quote, lesbians that adopt children or steal them from their ex-husband and then chop their genitals off. That's a trend. That's not just in the case that was in Brazil last week. You see, defiling little girls and defiling little boys and hurting them is an affront to God and is the ultimate sin, the thing God hates more than anything. And so if you're going to serve Satan, you might as well go all the way, right? So all of you leftists listening, you wonder why you have empty, cursed lives. You come from cursed bloodlines. You come from weak people. And you think if you get rid of the good, you'll suddenly be on top. No, you'll just be even more in the dark. And do we have, oh, now they're showing Tony Podesta stuff that, again, It's high magic to them. They're all into the occult. When Tony Podesta in 2007 had a full cover page in the local Washington Post about his deviant art and his dungeon basement and how he's proud of his giant collection of pedophile artwork depicting children chained up in dungeons, bleeding out of their orifices. You say, well, why would they put in the Washington Post? Why would they have Desmond is Amazing doing all this? Why would they have major articles saying pedophilia is good? They're normalizing it. They're getting you ready so that when it really comes out, when they get caught, it's like, oh, 3,000 priests in Pennsylvania alone rape children. Oh, what's in the actual conviction reports? What's in the actual indictments? Hundreds of priests detailing, well, we did satanic rituals. And we take the little 6-, 7-, 8-year-old, 10-year-old boys, and we would do a satanic ritual where 20 of us had sex with them. And they would say, you now take the blood of Christ. And they would pump HIV into them. You have to understand that on the altar in the Catholic churches. And then it's just a little blurb. Oh, here's the indictments. Here's the witnesses. Here's the conviction. Here's the state police report. Here's the FBI report. And it's just so horrible. They go, well, we can't arrest 3,000 priests. And it's beyond anything you ever heard of in a movie. And it's just kind of a blurb, just a little blip. Oh, they have satanic rituals every Saturday night, every Friday night down at the Catholic Church. All the little old ladies come in during the week, think they're doing good stuff. Meanwhile, it's not Catholics doing it, it's Satanists that took the church over. And not all churches are doing this, but I'd say Satan targets churches. I'd say half the churches, whether they're Catholic or Protestant, are chaired by a devout Satanist who carries out satanic rituals daily. You can go in these churches, you can feel it, boy. These big mega churches are chaired by devils to make sure they take the entire world down. And it's all in your face. The UN building was pledged to Lucifer in New York City. You go to the chapel and read it on the wall. It says, this building is dedicated to Lucifer. The Louvre was dedicated to Lucifer by François Mitterrand when they opened the new pink pyramid with 666 pieces of glass. This is a satanic revolution we're facing. And then when we have hundreds of thousands of people pouring across that we catch every month, sixfold whatever happened, they're rushing our borders. Trump gets blamed for the crisis the UN and others set up. And again, hundreds of thousands of children a year come across. Many of them disappear, and they're not with their parents, and they end up dead. That's in Senate reports. And so Trump tries to get more funding so we can find out who these kids are. And the media and AOC, that demon drug addict crypt keeper, she goes, they're drinking out of toilets, being mean to them. These are racist KKK. Because her bosses are saying, you break that border, you get us those kids. We're paying top dollar. Because they need the satanic power they believe to overthrow America. So the child sacrifice reportedly is off the charts right now. They're killing kids every 5 minutes, torturing them, pulling their guts out, having them beg for mommy. They got their engines turned up on full. What are we going to do about it?
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS, and they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Be done. That's how evil operates, is in the shadows. Tommy Robinson's got a huge global announcement and a direct message to President Trump, and I'm going to let him basically host the next hour so he can go through all of this. But just tell everyone you know, tune in right now. That's how we're overpowering the censors. It's how we are word of mouth crushing the globalists. They're pulling out every stop, every one of their operatives against us, but you and your prayers and your support are incredible. So the article's posted on newswars.com. Please share it on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, everywhere else. You do not want to miss this special broadcast, huge Trump developments, and more. Carpe Donctum isn't just getting invited with over 100 people that are libertarians, conservatives, Christian media that are successful in social media and memes. It's really a meme conference. They're calling it a social media conference. He was at the White House last week. Watch some of the photos of that, and he's not going to get into a lot of what he and Trump talked about. We had a discussion about it, but I've talked to other folks that have also had long conversations with Trump. confirming where his mind is, what he's doing, and what the plan is. He is intending to take action. He is just wants to hear from the troops about their ideas before he prepares to execute operations against the shield and the bullhorn of the globalists, the Chi-Coms, and that is big tech giants, Google, Facebook, Twitter, and, of course, the kingpins of evil, the folks at Apple. So that is all coming up in the third hour. Believe me, you don't want to miss that. Now, I mean, just look at all these articles. I just mentioned a bunch of stuff that I have here. Stack after stack after stack after stack after stack after stack of the most obscene globalist garbage. And this is just what they admit. Going to islands where kidnapped 12-year-old girls were taken for Bill Clinton and others to have sex with them. And that's what they're admitting. Tied into the NXIVM sex cult. Snuff films. All of it. People are so naive. I remember 20 years ago being on air and I'd be reading some law enforcement report where they had convictions for the people trafficking in it to L.A. in the VHS tapes and confirmed little kids being tortured and killed. And people would call into the show, because it wasn't TV then, and they'd say, there's no way that's true. There's no way our national parks have been signed over to the U.N. There's no way they're keeping babies alive. There's no way they take blood at birth from your baby and send it for a blood test, but it's really sent to the UN. All of that is known now. All of that is confirmed. Just like everything else we talk about. And we've made real sacrifices to be here on air. And we fought hard. And thanks to you, we are here. So I want every listener to understand something. I am honored to be in this position. I am thankful. No matter how bad the persecution is, because somebody's got to stand up for the unborn and for the already born being killed and for all these little children. And we go out to these Democrat events. We're not cherry picking. And these women walk over when we got an InfoWars mic flag, or when we don't use InfoWars mic flags, we can really hear what they think. And they'll go, I'm so sick of these little kids. I say kill them up to age 3. So annoying to hear their little mouths running. That was just a few weeks ago we got that on tape. And we've got dozens of these in just the last month. You've seen me play them where the operating system of these demon-possessed people is just they walk over. Women always walk real crazy, kind of the billionaire strut. And they just go, I'd like to kill some kids. Yeah, children must be gotten rid of, little bastards, little voices make me sick. I mean, what freaking space alien is this, man? Because it's not women. And after you've been to enough of these rallies, seen a video, it's like the same creature. It talks the same. It acts the same. Just like something out of Hellraiser or something out of The Exorcist. You know, I mean, but it's worse than The Exorcist. Linda Blair couldn't act as scary as the real deal. Go out and see them. Go out and look at them. They're everywhere now. Humans are losing their souls in mass. Just like the Bible says, in the end times, demons will run rampant. The large portions of the population will be demon-possessed. Hell will be opened up. I remember sitting there in church hearing that, in real churches in Dallas, and thinking, man, that's crazy. And then you actually see it. I kill my children. I want to kill more. I've paid for 50 abortions. That's what they say. I love it. And then you see the undercover videos at their own Antifa meetings. They'll be like laughing about, yeah, we like to have sex with kids. And yeah, kill those little bastards. And it's all, and they all look ugly and soul sucked and shriveled. These are people that have succumbed. They have succumbed. It's real. Darren put that clip together about a week ago that's got like 15 clips of, oh, those little kids, screw them, get in there and crush them, murder them, get rid of them, those little trashy bastards. So much fun to kill a baby, watch them fight for their lives, and that scalpel comes from them. Yeah, I mean, and again, I didn't know all this stuff 25 years ago when I would go protest at an abortion clinic because I felt guilty because I'd been involved in some when I was younger and didn't know. And, man, people walk over, and they'd all of a sudden just go, I'm going to get you. And you're like, whoa. Well, of course, they're in there killing babies all day. What type of person do you think? You do that, God removes protection from you, and whatever this space junk is, whatever these programs are, we all know how computers work in programs. We are electrochemical, and these viruses get into us and take us over. That's what this is. It's scientific. I don't know all the details. The Bible says once we'll find out and we won't believe it all. It'll be so incredible. Eye hasn't seen, ear hasn't heard. No one's imagined what this really is. But when we find out, isn't it going to be interesting? And don't you just want to be with God forever instead of Satan? All right, I'm going to come back with that abortion four-minute video that McBrain put together. It's only a small sampling of the worship of killing babies. And I've played a lot. I want you to see who these people are. This is out in the open. This is keeping comfortable. It's all sick. Oh, they're not a human. Oh, they don't have a life. Oh, we decided to kill them. But after we harvest them, we keep them comfortable, though. We're going to go to break. It's still show anymore. I can't look at it. Okay. Thanks. We're going to go to break. Haunting. And we're going to come back. I've got a bunch of big initiatives that are super exciting that are going on behind the scenes. I'm going to leave it at that. InfoWars is not all that we're doing. There's a lot of reasons they really want us dead, okay? But I've got some opportunities for some initiatives that I know in my gut spiritually, but also just from my research at a business level, fighting the globalists as a business model, that's how we're successful, that will knock major holes in their guts, knock holes in their heads politically. I want to sink globalist operations. I want to savage the living hell out of them. And I've got major plans that I know I can execute within just 3 months. And boy, is the enemy. The enemy's obviously got all my phones tapped. They know all this stuff. They're just hoping. They're just hoping. So I was thinking this weekend, I said, why don't I just come tell everybody why I need a bunch of money? It's not just to pay lawyers or fight fake lawsuits. None of that's going to matter 2 years from now. That's why the enemy doesn't care and lies about everything, and it's so crazy now. What we do now is what matters, and they know that. So InfoWars is winning, and we've got all sorts of systems, and we have got absolute directives from the president. Directives from the president to intensify operations, and he's surrounded by a bunch of cowards and bootlickers, but there's some good people in there. But the president is really starting to make some moves. I'll leave it at that. And I had some very interesting conversations last week. I'll leave it at that. Very interesting conversation yesterday. I'll leave it at that. But I need money. There's no sugar daddy. There's no globalists. There's none of that. The Koch brothers give money to Democrats. They were never Republicans. That's a cover story. They gave money to Republicans to take control of them. They're funding against me, by the way. Not just Soros. Not just Hillary. But, you know, I'm up against the big dogs, okay? It's okay. We are smart. You are smart. You need to go to InfoWarsStore.com. This is the last day because I got a new special starting tomorrow. But the 50% off, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, save InfoWars for the July special. This is the last day. All the products are excellent. And the new Betsy Ross flags. New Betsy Ross flag shirts are selling out super fast. That's great. We need lots of funding. So thanks for the support. InfoWarsStore.com. Now take action and we will win.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.